I inched back from the edge of the aisle, hoping a few feet would make a difference and he wouldn't be able to hear me, and called in the armed robbery. Then I shoved my phone into my pocket, set my purse on the floor, and slunk back into position.
The Divifen, too!
The guy raked a hand through his messy locks and glanced over his shoulder, thankfully not thinking to look up at the mirror.
I don't see Divifen.
Shit. If his high of choice was Zip, a concoction of the magical immune-enhancing drug Divifen combined with an amphetamine, the situation just got more dangerous. The mixture of upper and magic gave the user an incredible high, heightened with the exhilaration of spurts of magically enhanced strength, speed, and vitality. But the low, if it didn't kill you, came with aggressive mania and sometimes violent hallucinations.
We didn't receive our order yesterday,
Abe said, shoving a plastic bag over the counter toward the robber. It was likely true. Divifen wasn't easy to make, and with a slew of recent robberies in town, it likely meant the supplier was working double time to make up for the lost dosages. And that still meant some cancer patients right now were going without. And that pissed me off, as much as this idiot pointing a gun at Abe.
This is all we have,
Abe added.
No, you're lying.
The guy waved his gun, his breath coming faster, his movements jerkier.
I'm not, we didn't get it.
Abe's fear deepened. So cold now it felt like my skin was burning.
Where is it?
The guy slammed a hand on the counter, his voice screeching and desperate.
Where's the Divifen?
He was going to lose it, and no way in hell was I going to let him shoot Abe. Hey! I rounded the corner and raised my hands. It was one of the stupidest things I could have done, given that I was unarmed, but all I needed was to buy time. Less than 7 minutes. The guy wrenched to face me, pointing the revolver in my direction, but his hand was shaking too much for him to keep his aim. His eyes were bloodshot and wild, his face sunken and pockmarked. Definitely Zip. And definitely coming down.
He has to have it,
the guy said. How about you put the gun down and we talk about that?
Talk about that?
The guy's breaths were now short, desperate gasps, and he slapped his head with his free hand.
I'm not gonna talk about that.
His gaze whipped back to Abe.
He's hiding it.
The guy leaped over the counter, faster than humanly possible, grabbed Abe around the neck and shoved the gun's muzzle against Abe's temple.
Tell him to tell me where it is.
Frost formed on the backs of my hands, Abe's fear so strong the emotion was manifesting on my body. I forced myself to stay put. I didn't have a gun, and jumping in to tackle the guy risked Abe getting shot. 7 minutes was all I needed. Hell, probably 6 minutes now. How about you let the pharmacist go? I said. I can get you help.
I don't want help. I want Divifen.
The guy's grip around Abe's neck tightened. The pharmacist gasped, fighting to breathe, his wide eyes locked on me, begging me to save him.
I want the drug now, or I swear.
I'll get it for you, I said, telling him what he wanted to hear and praying it would calm him down.
You better,
he snarled. But you have to put the gun down.
Do you think I'm stupid?
A girl could hope, even if it was ridiculous to think that without a weapon I could convince him to put his down. But I still needed to get the gun off of Abe, so I did another stupid thing in the Don't Be an Idiot Cop book. I took a step forward and said, point your gun at me, then. You can only keep it pointed at one of us, and I know where Abe's shipment is. Abe's fear grew, frosting over my wrists, and I ground my teeth, fighting to keep my expression even. This guy could mistake any twitch as an attack and lose his shit, and I didn't want a chance of that happening until I had him in the alley behind the store. 6 minutes? Probably more like 5.5. Of course, more cops showing up might set the guy off, so the faster I got him into the alley, the better. I saw the delivery guys drop it out back just before I arrived, I said. The guy dug his gun's muzzle into Abe's temple.
I knew you were a liar. I should shoot.
Abe doesn't know about it, I said as fast as I could to stop him from shooting. He was in here with you when it arrived. I can show you. Oh, please work. Just get away from Abe. I took another step toward him. Point your gun at me and I'll show you.
You better.
He shoved Abe, slamming him against the narrow shelves with a force that made the pharmacist cry out in pain before sagging to the floor, gasping.
Show me.